This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The commute across the Front Range is a mess this evening with icy roads. Fog and freezing drizzle is forecast to fall before snow arrives later tonight. Meanwhile, I-70 westbound near the Eisenhower-Johnson tunnels is snow-covered and jammed with holiday traffic. Two people were found dead at a student housing complex at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs this morning. The university went on temporary lockdown around 6 a.m. after police responded to reports of gunshots. UCCS Chancellor Jennifer Sobenay.
Our hearts are overcome by grief as unspeakable violence has reached into our campus, our home. We are in shock as we process this tragic loss of two lives.
The Colorado Springs police are investigating the deaths as homicide. A measure reinforcing that Colorado K-12 schools must use a student's preferred name cleared its first committee at the State House. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would ask schools to come up with a policy for preferred names on unofficial documents, such as rosters and student IDs, without a legal name change. A youth advisory council proposed it. High school student Megan Taylor helped craft it.
Transgender youth that live in environments where their chosen names and pronouns are respected attempt suicide at half the rate of transgender individuals whose chosen names and pronouns are not respected. This bill is truly from a place of love, care, rights, and respect.
Opponents say it would infringe on parental rights and allow young people to make important decisions without guidance. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.